Track three. And the first story is Teen Grace Road chaos is predicted. Teen Grace residents fear there will be absolute chaos in their village if Devon County Council presses ahead with plans to close Teen Grace Road as part of the A382 improvement scheme. And one resident, Diane Penfold, who has organised a petition opposing the closure, says almost 70 people have already signed in a bid to persuade the council to rethink its plans before the road is shut on the 10th of August. While she accepts the need to stop Teen Grace becoming a rat run, she believes the proposed location of the closure will create significant problems for residents and motorists. They are going to do it because they are worried the village will become a rat run, which obviously it will, she said. But the problem is where they are going to put the roadblock. If a lorry comes up there, they won't be able to turn around and will have to reverse at least half a mile. They are going to put concrete barriers right across where the little humpback bridge is at the top end of the village. That means everyone who lives beyond the closure will have to drive all the way to Chudleigh Knighton, Clay Pits and King Stainton just to get to Newton Abbot. It's nearly a 10-mile journey. If it was only for a couple of weeks, people could probably put up with it, but this is going on for months. If this roadblock goes ahead on the 10th of August, like they are promising, there is going to be absolute chaos in the village. The closure forms part of the next stage of the multi-million pound A382 improvement project between Newton Abbot and Drumbridges. Within the new White Hills roundabout due to open ahead of schedule, traffic will once again be able to travel between King Stainton and Newton Abbot via Exeter Road. Construction will then move to Fortius Cross, where a new roundabout, junction improvements and the next section of a shared-use path are being built. To allow these roads to take place, the road between Fortius Cross and Stover School will be closed. A second closure at Teen Grace is also planned to stop drivers using the village as an alternative route between Newton Abbot and the A38. Responding to Mrs. Penfold's petition, Devon County Council said it understood the disruption the closure would cause, but insisted it was the best available option. It said officers had worked with Teen Grace Parish Council throughout the year to examine several possible closure points before deciding on a location north of what most of the village homes, describing it as the option that would cause the least disruption while keeping through traffic on the official diversion routes. The council also rejected suggestions that only residents should be allowed through the closure, saying such arrangements are difficult to enforce. Emergency access arrangements are being developed in case flooding cuts off the village, while pedestrians and cyclists will still be able to pass through the closure.
Sea rescues inspire award-winning mystery. A Tynmouth RNLI volunteer has won one of Cornwall's most prestigious literary awards with a historical mystery inspired by a remarkable true story, just as his latest novel has been published. Jason Mann, who writes under the pen name J.H. Mann, received the Hollier and Gough General Fiction Award for The Silver Tide, a novel set in a 19th century Cornish fishing community. The book tells the story of a fisherman's daughter whose family is lost in a devastating summer storm before she helps establish her community's first lifeboat. Judges praised its compelling storytelling, meticulous historical research, and vivid portrayal of life in a Cornish coastal village. Mr. Mann has volunteered with the RNLI in Tynmouth for the last 5 years in a shore-based role. He said his experience with the charity played an important part in shaping the novel. My years with the lifeboat service have deepened my appreciation of the courage of the lifeboat crews and the sacrifices made by coastal communities, he said. The literary success comes as Mr. Mann celebrates the publication of his fourth novel, House of Twisted Shadows, a gothic mystery set during the harsh winter of 1962. The novel follows a young woman who returns to a remote clifftop house determined to uncover the truth behind her father's mysterious death a decade earlier. Like The Silver Tide, the story draws inspiration from real events. This time, the setting was inspired by No Stone Manor, a mysterious Devon mansion built in 1934 for a wealthy German bachelor who acquired a vast surrounding estate before the Second World War. "It's been an extraordinary few weeks for me," Mr. Mann said, "winning such an important award and then seeing my fourth novel published has been incredibly rewarding." No Stone Manor has long been the subject of local intrigue. According to historical accounts and local rumours, the house featured an enormous glass dome, an advanced lighting system allegedly capable of signalling enemy aircraft, and a secret passageway. Aerial photographs also suggested the building's layout resembled a swastika. The manor was almost completely destroyed by a fire in the 1960s, with little of the original building surviving. Among the items recovered from the site was a spoon bearing a swastika engraved on its handle. Mr. Mann said, "The unanswered questions surrounding the property immediately captured my imagination. The house in my story shares many of the features of the real house, including the vast glass dome." As a journalist, I have always been fascinated by stories that leave unanswered questions, and No Stone Manor was exactly that. Every new piece of research uncovered another mystery, and I soon found myself imagining what might have happened if some of the rumours surrounding the house were true.
Petition demands reinstatement of bridge. A petition calling for the reinstatement of a previously well-used bridge in Dawlish Park has been presented to Teignmouth Council. The 501 signatures were collected by Councillor Rosie Dawson, who told members of Teignbridge Fall Council the bridge, which had been over the brook at Manor Gardens, had been in place for 150 years and was part of the character and history. She told members, "When this bridge was removed 3 years ago, I and residents were repeatedly assured that it would be replaced. I was asked to help and went to Dawlish Town Council and secured £20,000 towards the cost, which was estimated to be £58,000. She explained the idea had been to replace it as a memorial bridge, which would have created a fund to help with future maintenance. She asked the council to give careful consideration to the strength of feeling expressed by residents in the community and look again about how this much-loved bridge could be restored. After a tree fell, causing damage to the bridge on 2023, it was discovered during an inspection that the wooden bridge had come to the end of its life. Structural surveyors had discovered significant safety concerns during the inspection due to the bearers underneath the bridge being found to be rotten. It was initially closed off and then later removed entirely. Despite pleas for it to be replaced, walkers and park users continue to be inconvenienced by having to find other places to cross the waterway which runs through the park. The bridge has been described as an integral part of the layout of the park. While it's not an official public right-of-way, the bridge is popular and well used. Previously, Teignbridge Council had said the bridge had come to the end of its lifespan and there had been confirmation that it would be replaced with a metal structure. However, it also said it was reviewing the viability of the replacement options as the metal bridge will be costly.